Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Attack from Within: How Disinformation is Sabotaging America by Barbara McQuaid, is a nonfiction analysis of how deliberate falsehoods and propaganda undermine democratic life in the United States. Written by a former federal prosecutor and legal commentator, the book examines disinformation as a political and social weapon, rather than a simple problem of bad information. McQuaid connects historical authoritarian tactics to current American conditions, showing how lies can be used to polarize citizens, erode trust in institutions, intimidate critics, and normalize political violence. The book is both diagnostic and practical. It explains why the United States is especially vulnerable to disinformation and outlines measures that can strengthen resilience, including media literacy, legal reforms, and stronger public accountability. Its purpose is not only to describe the crisis, but to help readers understand the mechanisms that make it effective and the civic responses that can limit its damage. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, disinformation as an authoritarian strategy, not random misinformation. A central argument in the book is that disinformation should be understood as a coordinated method of power, not merely as confusion or error. McQuaid places modern American examples in a longer historical tradition that includes authoritarian figures such as Mussolini and Hitler, then extends the pattern to newer political actors. This framing matters because it changes the response required. If falsehoods are treated as isolated mistakes, the solution is fact-checking alone. If they are recognized as a strategic tool for controlling public perception, then the response must include civic, legal, and institutional defenses. The book shows that disinformation works best when it is repeated, emotionally charged, and attached to identity. It gains force by offering simple stories of enemies and threats, which makes it more persuasive than nuance. By situating disinformation inside an authoritarian playbook, McQuaid emphasizes that the issue is about democratic erosion, not just media noise. Secondly, how emotional manipulation turns falsehood into political power. McQuaid explains that disinformation is effective because it does not depend only on factual credibility. It also targets fear, anger, nostalgia, and grievance, which makes people more likely to accept claims that confirm prior beliefs. The book highlights tactics such as demonizing opponents, invoking a mythic past, silencing critics, and stoking resentment against institutions. These techniques are powerful because they compress complex political reality into emotionally satisfying narratives. Readers are shown that disinformation often thrives when people feel isolated, disoriented, or betrayed, since those conditions increase receptivity to simplistic explanations. The practical implication is that correcting a false claim is often not enough, because the false claim may be carrying a deeper emotional message. McQuaid therefore treats disinformation as a psychological and social phenomenon, as much as an informational one. Her analysis helps explain why corrections can fail, why outrage spreads quickly online, and why political manipulation often becomes more effective when it is designed to trigger identity-based responses rather than reasoned deliberation. Thirdly, why American democracy is unusually vulnerable to disinformation. The book argues that the United States has structural features that make it especially susceptible to disinformation. McQuaid points to constitutional free speech protections, which are essential to democracy but can also make regulation of harmful lies more difficult than in other systems. She also shows how existing social and technological conditions amplify the problem, especially when false claims can circulate faster than institutions can respond. In this framework, vulnerability is not a sign of weakness in democratic ideals, but a consequence of those ideals being exploited by actors who do not share democratic commitments. The book also links disinformation to threats, intimidation, and destabilization of public trust, showing how lies can move from online circulation into real-world harm. This discussion is important because it avoids the simplistic idea that Americans are merely being fooled. Instead, it suggests that the problem is partly structural. Open systems are easier to manipulate when institutions, media, and civic norms are unevenly defended. That makes resilience a public responsibility, not just an individual one. Fourthly, technology, social media, and artificial intelligence as force multipliers. McQuaid gives serious attention to the role of digital platforms in intensifying disinformation. Social media allows false claims to spread rapidly, often before they can be challenged, while algorithmic systems can reward content that provokes strong reactions. The book also notes that modern artificial intelligence raises the stakes by making it easier to generate persuasive text, images, and other fabricated material that can appear credible at scale. This is a significant development because it lowers the cost of deception and increases the volume of misleading content that ordinary users must evaluate. The danger is not only that more lies can be produced, but that authenticity itself becomes harder to judge. McQuaid's treatment of technology is grounded in political consequences when credibility can be manufactured. public discourse becomes more vulnerable to manipulation, and institutions lose the shared baseline needed for democratic debate. Her analysis is especially relevant because it treats technology as part of a broader ecosystem of persuasion, not as a separate issue from politics and civic life. Lastly, Concrete Reforms for Rebuilding Civic Resistance to Falsehood. Unlike many books that stop at diagnosis, McQuaid devotes significant attention to possible solutions. She argues for practical reforms that operate at different levels of society, including stronger media literacy education, tighter legal responses to doxing and intimidation, and recognition of domestic terrorism as a serious national threat. The value of this approach is that it does not assume one tool can solve the problem. Education helps citizens identify manipulation, law can deter some harmful conduct, and public institutions can set clearer norms against political violence and harassment. The book also stresses that democratic resilience requires an ethical commitment to truth from citizens, leaders, and institutions alike. This is not presented as idealism detached from policy, but as a necessary condition for stable self-government. McQuaid's recommendations stand out because they are specific enough to be actionable, while still broad enough to address the social, legal, and informational dimensions of the crisis. That makes the book unusually practical for readers who want more than commentary. In conclusion, Attack from Within is best suited for readers who want a serious policy-aware account of how disinformation operates in democratic society. It will be especially useful for citizens trying to make sense of political polarization, educators thinking about media literacy, legal professionals interested in the limits of free expression, and general readers looking for a clear framework for understanding propaganda in the digital age. One of the book's main strengths is that it does not treat disinformation as a vague cultural decline. Instead, it connects historical authoritarian tactics, contemporary political behavior, platform dynamics, and concrete legal responses into a single argument. That gives it more practical value than books that focus only on fact-checking or only on partisan conflict. It also stands out because McQuaid writes from the perspective of a prosecutor and legal analyst, which gives the book institutional grounding without making it narrowly technical. Readers come away with a better grasp of why lies spread, why they are dangerous, and what kinds of reforms can reduce their impact. For anyone seeking a disciplined, actionable guide to the disinformation crisis, this book offers a focused and credible starting point. If you would like to support Barbara McQuaid, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.